Joining us now is the new head football coach at Jamestown High School, Tim Fletcher. Coach, I know we talked a little bit about the summer about it, but, you know, coming back to your alma mater, being the head coach, that's got to be pretty cool.
It is, Steve. You know, you get an opportunity to get out there and coach with some guys that are very good quality coaches, but coming back to your home school and being able to be out there and be a representative for your high school in that capacity as a head football coach, like you and I talked about earlier, it's kind of been a dream of mine, and this is an opportunity of a lifetime for me to come back and do this. So it's been a great preseason, fall season, and I'm really enjoying it.
Now, I know one of the things that you really stressed during the summer and in the off season was the off season workout plan. Talk a little bit about that.
We had a lot of success this summer with that. We had a lot of kids. We had anywhere from a 50 to 75% participation rate. So we were very enthused about that. We also had some individuals that were working out in other places, but we stressed that team atmosphere in the weight room. And this is just year one, step one of that off season prior to this. And I think our kids really dedicated themselves and had a good workout this year in the off season.
Now, I know you're obviously going to, new program, you're going to make some changes, do the things the way you want to do them. What are some of the first things that, I don't really want to say you changed that you didn't like, but just things that you felt needed to go a different direction?
You know, just our commitment to organization and making sure that we have things set and the tone is set in terms of having our players and coaches on the same page. Communication between staff is a big one that I think we've improved with. Our communication with our athletes. This year we're on Huddle. It's a new program that allows us to allow not only coaches to watch film instantly after we get done, but also players so they can do an instant eval of themselves. So this has been a big thing for us in terms of being able to evaluate those players instantly and get immediate feedback to players. And the players have responded by getting on there. We're able to check if they're on that website. And that, in terms of that, it's been a big plus for us. Our coaches are evaluating our kids continuously. We filmed off-season practices. We filmed our scrimmage. It's a big piece of our teaching tool that we want to bring to these kids. Practices, we have them down to the period. We stay on track. Kids know exactly when they're in and out of there. So we try to keep a high tempo and try to get kids right on the same track right off the bat and out the door.
Now, as far as maybe on-the-field changes, what have you made as far as, I think you're going to a new offense, if I'm not mistaken.
We are, Steve. You know, I'll comment a little bit on that, but like you and I talked about before, I said, you know, I'm not going to say too much right now. You know, in terms of the Veer, Steve, you know, we're not going to be primarily a Veer team anymore. But there are aspects of the option that we will include in our offensive package, of course. But you're going to see a lot of different things from us offensively this year. It's starting to evolve already, just from the timing and the things that we're seeing in the backfield up to this point through the scrimmage. Even some of the things our JV team did at the North last night. We had a very good a JV game with North, and kids performed great. We saw some kids that are going to stand out for us and hopefully be able to contribute at the varsity level too as we continue through the season.
We're talking with the head football coach of the Jamestown Blue Jays, Tim Fletcher. His team gets set up ready to play Devil's Lake on Friday night. Now, I know as a coach you don't like to single guys out as even, you know, being, you know, maybe the guys that are going to get the most touches. Why don't you tell us about some of the names that we're going to maybe hear called a little bit more on Friday night?
You know, Steve, we got a great senior class. We got 23 seniors this year. And every one of those kids has contributed in some way. Some, you know, some obviously have a little bit more of a bigger role. But, I always like to tell kids that when you're in practice and you're even on scout team, that you're fulfilling a big role for us in the practice field. And you know, with those 23 seniors, many of those seniors have stepped up in leadership roles. So, you know, based on that, like you said, I emphasize that team aspect. I hate to, individualize anybody out. But some names, you know, Matt Grounds is going to be starting for quarterback for us. You know, Matt Grounds has come a long ways. Since the Valley scrimmage this summer, all the way through the scrimmage at against Valley City, just our scrimmage here in the fall preseason, he's showing us some things where he's really matured. His footwork is better. He's getting rid of the ball quicker. The reads in the secondary are coming faster. He's doing great. Sean Lindberg at wide receiver, you know, here's a kid who gets injured last year, gets an opportunity now as a senior to come out and show us what he's got, you know, for a full season. That's important for him. He's been working hard all through the summer, doing summer drills, summer workouts. He's been working hard. Cullen Goeder, another defensive offensive lineman, another senior, you know, he's going to be a two-way starter for us. You know, and these kids know this. They know we're conditioning them right now hard. They know they got to be in game-ready preparation when we step out there on Friday night with their conditioning. And they're willing to do it. When they step up there and they run 350s or gassers or half gassers, they know what they're doing because they know what it's going to take to compete on Friday night. You know, so I mean, Tyler Hennings is another kid I want to mention because he's another kid coming off a knee injury last year. So, God willing, Steve, we're going to be healthy through the whole season, you know, we hope. And these kids have been doing the things, I think, to prepare themselves to stay healthy. That's a big thing. A lot of this stuff I talk to these kids about is injury prevention, and I think they're taking care of themselves in such a way.
All right. Well, now Devil's Lake, the opponent on Friday night, they've had some success in recent years. If I'm not mistaken, the only East team to win a playoff game last year. Is that correct? Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know that you're going to have your hands full with the first game. What are you expecting from Devil's Lake?
Well, they were EDC co-champs last year. You know, I believe, and don't quote me on this, Steve, but I think it was a 4-5 record, and they won the EDC last year, but Devil's Lake had 23 seniors. They had a very big senior class. They had a couple of All-State kids and a few All-Conference kids on that senior class. They lost a lot of kids, but their quarterback, Mertens, is a very good athlete. If he can scramble, he can get outside the pocket. The big thing is we can't let him set his feet and throw. He's the kind of kid where if you give him time, he will pick you apart. So we got to get after him, make sure we keep him in the pocket and don't let him get outside. He's a runner. So, I mean, the big thing is contain him and don't let him have enough time to do the things he wants to do.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you joining me, and we're looking forward to Friday night. Should be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
That was the head coach of the Blue Jays, Tim Fletcher, joining us here